news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law.
That is New York Attorney General Letitia James on Tuesday giving the results of an investigation into charges of sexual harassment levied against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, finding that he sexually harassed 11 women and created a hostile work environment for women.
The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report. This investigation was started after a number of women publicly alleged that they had been sexually harassed by Governor Cuomo. And on March 1st of this year, the governor's office made a referral to my office pursuant to State Executive Law 63-8 regarding these allegations.
Investigators said they found a pattern of inappropriate behavior by Cuomo, which included both unwanted touching and comments of a suggestive and sexual nature. President Biden said Cuomo should resign. State legislators in both parties vehemently condemned Cuomo's conduct, with the investigation prompting new calls for his impeachment. Cuomo denies the allegations and has shown no willingness to resign over them. To be continued. Well, as we reported yesterday, the federal moratorium on evictions expired Saturday night. But that changed on Tuesday when the Centers for Disease Control announced a new eviction moratorium covering areas with high coronavirus transmission rates. The policy will last for 60 days. Progressive Democrats in Congress levied harsh criticism against President Biden for letting the original moratorium expire, although the president said a June Supreme Court decision required action from Congress to extend the ban. Freshman Congresswoman Cori Bush of St. Louis slept on the Capitol steps in protest for four nights, vowing not to leave until a new moratorium was in place. When word of the new policy came down, Bush was joined on the steps by a number of Democratic senators, including Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, and others for thanks and congratulations. The new eviction freeze affects counties where the CDC has recommended that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors. The areas covered are home to 90% of the U.S. population. Biden acknowledged that even a limited freeze could face court challenges, but the legal process would provide time to get emergency assistance to millions of people in danger of losing their homes. But down here in what's now considered the epicenter of the COVID outbreak in the U.S., Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doubled down on his opposition to mask and vaccine mandates. Florida had 11,515 patients hospitalized for COVID on Tuesday, setting a record for the third straight day. That figure was just 1,000 in June. DeSantis blamed the surge of infections on hot weather that has forced Floridians inside instead of the probable culprits, insufficient mask wearing and vaccinations. President Biden criticized DeSantis and other officials resisting new mandates, saying, quote, if you're not going to help, at least get out of the way of people trying to do the right thing. The Biden administration plans to start offering coronavirus vaccines to migrants in U.S. custody along the Mexican border. The migrants reportedly will get the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, avoiding the difficulty of arranging a second shot. New policy in New York City, as people will be required to prove they have received at least one vaccine dose before they can eat indoors at a restaurant, enter a gym, or go into a theater. This new program is called Key to NYC Pass. It'll start on a voluntary basis on August 16th, with enforcement beginning in mid-September. People will be able to show their vaccine status using a paper CDC vaccine card or an existing vaccine passport app. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said in a Tuesday news conference, quote, the goal here is to convince everyone that this is the time. We're going to stop the Delta variant. That means getting vaccinated right now. And the need is urgent. COVID-19 cases in children and teens jumped 84% in just 1 week. A couple of special primary elections in Ohio on Tuesday with surprising outcomes. In the 11th district, Bernie Sanders' surrogate, progressive Nina Turner, suffered a brutal loss to Chantel Brown. The Cuyahoga County Councilwoman had massive support from the establishment wing of the Democratic Party, with James Clyburn, Hillary Clinton, and the Congressional Black Caucus all offering massive support, ensuring their win in the latest grudge match between the conservative and progressive wings of the Democratic Party. Brown will go up against the Republican nominee Laverne Gore in the general election in November. In the 15th congressional district, a coal lobbyist, Mike Carey, won the Republican primary for a vacant House seat there. Carey had the backing of the former guy, who was running in a crowded field of candidates. But Carey got 36% of the vote to second place Bob Peterson's 14%. And finally, Ipsos, the polling company, asked an unvaccinated polling sample who they blamed for the current spread of COVID. 37% said people traveling from other countries to the U.S. 27% blamed the mainstream media. 23% blamed Americans traveling abroad. 21% blamed Joe Biden. And 10% of them blamed the unvaccinated. I think we need to get 90% of them a mirror. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.